So I was just going to tell you, Justine, that remember when those hair, like the heatless curls thing started and it was like all the rage. Everybody wanted to do heatless curls. I tried one of those contraptions. I don't even remember what it was, but when I woke up the next morning, because my hair is pretty short, I mean, it's like right there. When I woke up the next morning and I took those little things out of my hair, I looked like fucking Martha Washington. It was so
Deep
ridiculous.
cut.
I have tried everything. I have tried like hot rollers. I've tried like Velcro rollers. I've tried all of the things. And there's no escaping it. I just, if I want to look at all put together in general, I have to like blow dry and straighten my hair. So
Yeah, I get it. I mean,
it's crazy.
every single time I get my hair extensions done, because I dye my own hair at this point, the only time I get my hair done is when I'm getting my extensions, like, moved back up to my scalp. And every single time my girl asks me, do you want it straight or curly? And I just like give her the look, like, come on,
Come
bitch,
on.
I want it curly, because every time I try to make it look like how she makes it look, I don't do a bad job, but it just never comes out the same way, like someone else can do
See,
your hair better than you can, I
oh,
think.
and I feel the opposite. I ne never like the way that my hair looks when I leave the hair salon. I always just want to do it myself. So,
Really?
yeah.
You're
But
not
maybe
going to
it'd
the
be
right people
different.
then.
Like if my hair was longer, well, I'm also cheap. So like the girl that does my hair, I just have her do a dry haircut. It's like $30, $35. So I'll just like have my hair the way I want it and then go in and she'll just cut it for me. But yeah. Haircuts are insane. I don't remember if I told you this or not, but I went to Ulta and was trying to see about getting a haircut a while ago. And it was like $65 fucking dollars for a
Yeah.
haircut. Have you lost your fucking minds? It's insane.
I
Crazy.
know. Well, what are you going to do if you cut off an inch too much?
I cut my own hair all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, because I have so much hair that I could, like, it's hard for me to fuck it up because there's so much of it. So,
Listen, hair grows back, and
yeah.
I know when you get too much taken off your hair. Like, I remember being like, I don't know, a preteen or a teenager, and them taking too much off my hair, and me like saying like I loved it, and then getting into the car with my mom and bawling my eyes out. Like, I've been there
Oh.
before. But I saw a TikTok the other day, and it was this girl, and she didn't even show her hair. She had like a towel over her head the whole time. And she was like, my hair was down to my ass, and all I wanted was like 3 inches off. And this girl cut off so much, and my hair is so short. And everybody is like gaslighting me and telling me my hair will grow back. And I didn't comment on this because I'm probably twice this girl's age. But I really just wanted to say that's not what gaslighting is. People telling
Yeah.
you your hair is going to grow back is not gaslighting,
No,
because
that's true.
it will fucking grow back. But I know the feeling of like, oh my God, my hair's never going to grow back. And
Yeah.
I feel like that's why I probably started with hair extensions to begin with. And then, 15 years later, I'm still wearing them. So.
Yeah, I've never had hair extensions. I thought about getting like some clip-ins or something, but
You should like you don't have to get like
yeah.
super long ones, but I would recommend like everyone having a
I want
set
my
of
hair down to
clip-ons,
like here.
or
So
you know what Erica has? She has the like halo thing where it's
I
just
was
like the band and you just
wondering.
slip it into your head, and those are amazing. Because the thing with clip-ins, they're great, but you have to take them out before bed. Like if you
Yeah.
don't, like they will
Yeah.
pull on your
I
fucking
assumed
hair
you
and they're
would, but
brutal.
yeah.
Yeah, I used to sleep with mine in all the time, and then they would get damaged, and it was like, okay.
I'll have to ask Erica which one she has because I've always been interested in the halo because it just seems so low maintenance. You just like put it on there and boom. It's like a clear fishing line almost. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're
So
fucking awesome. And it's
yeah.
awesome just to be able to switch your look up whenever you want, you know?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I might look into that. But yeah, as far as like bad haircuts go, I always tell like Alex if she's not happy with the haircut, I'm like, the difference between a bad haircut and a good one is 2 weeks. So like, just give it some time, because you always feel kind of like this isn't quite right. And then a couple weeks in, it blends and it settles and it grows a little. And then you're like, oh, okay, this is fine.
Exactly. But, and it
yeah.
also takes some time to get used to like the feel of, you know, you're brushing your hair and not all of it's there. Like,
yeah.
I don't think a lot of people, I mean, I guess especially men, don't realize like how much your hair is your fucking security blanket. Like, yeah, all the time. Like, you know, when I still lived at home, my brother and I would get into these fights and he'd be like, why do you have to spend so much money on hair extensions? It's like fucking stupid. And I'm like, he's like, you look the same. And I'm like, it's not the way I look.
You definitely
it's the
don't
way,
look the same, I'm sure.
It's the way I feel. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is a good segue because, like,
I was thinking about you, like, speaking of hair.
Speaking of hair.
Or lack thereof.
We keep seeing all of these excerpts from Britney's book, and I'm really hoping that they're not releasing all the good stuff up front. But one of the things that she was saying was that the reason that she shaved her head is because she was, like, fighting back, because she had been... people had been staring at her for her whole life and she was fighting back. And so I was really excited about the book when they were talking about how she got pregnant with Justin Timberlake and they had an abortion and Justin cheated on her with another famous person and this and that. Like, they're coming out with all these little excerpts. But then she's like, oh, I shaved my head because I was fighting back against the people looking at me. And it's like, okay, well, you know, what a bunch of bullshit. Because if you don't like people looking at you before, you think you're going to walk into like a public barbershop, grab a pair of of clippers and shave your head and have people not fucking look at you anymore? Give me a break. We all know that Britney shaved her head. Because she was in a custody battle with K-Fed and she had to get hair tests done.
Yeah, I know.
Allegedly.
I believe that, though. That was a fucking wild moment in history, in pop culture history. And I saw a video today and it was Kelly Clarkson finding out for the first time. And she was on stage doing some, I don't know, doing some speaking engagement. And you could definitely tell it was 2007, by the way, because she had the short emo swoop with like a sweater with a scarf, like all the way around her neck. Like, remember, God, like the scarf thing?
Yeah. And the chunky blonde highlights. I used to rock those chunky blonde highlights, baby.
Like every time I see like the old style and stuff, I'm like, life was so simple back then, you know?
I know.
But someone, one of the interviewers in the press was like, so how do you feel about Britney shaving her head? And she's laughing and she's like, someone else said that to me before, that's funny. And they're like, no, we're being serious, Kelly. And she's like laughing and she's like, no you're not. And then they're like, we're being serious. And Kelly's like, oh, well, I mean, like, she's just so stunned. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it was shocking because like Britney Spears at this point was on top of the world. I mean, well, 2007, maybe not on top of the world. I would say like peak Britney was 2001 to 2003. That was like the best Britney years.
To me, peak Britney is like Circus Britney. That's my favorite Britney.
That's your favorite album?
I love that album. I just love that.
I have
era.
To disagree with you. In the Zone is the all-time best Britney album. I'm gonna have to disagree.
I mean, it's a good one, but I just
In the Zone
I just
is
love,
fantastic.
I just love the Circus era. It's like so iconic to me.
Even Blackout is so good, so underrated.
Blackout is so iconic.
So fucking good. Actually, so you know the Piece of Me video? I actually, my friend, one of her friends was like the male lead in that video.
Oh,
so that
wow.
was really cool. Yeah, his name's Vinny, and he's like an aerialist and everything. So he was like the male lead in that video, which was pretty fucking cool because I met him back like right after he had done the video. So that was really fucking cool. But yeah, peak Britney years. But yeah, it was shocking and it was crazy. And, you know, in the group chat yesterday, we were talking about the whole abortion thing. And Justine, you were like, Matt, you know what? I really don't care. I'm not that
Okay,
interested.
I have a lot of thoughts about this. I made
Okay.
notes on it because I didn't want to forget everything that I have to say.
Okay, what are your thoughts
Everyone
on
is
it?
losing their fucking minds over this. Like, it was all over my Twitter. It was all over fucking everywhere. People are losing their goddamn minds over this. I'm like,